We have Milwaukee-based Americana roots rocker, singer-songwriter Trapper Shep is on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. His latest album is Mayday. This is the track, Paris Syndrome.
You and me, I wanted to believe this. Maps, memories upon a wall, but I see it's him that's trying to call you. You're giving me Paris Syndrome.
May Day is the ancient holiday that marks the arrival of spring, or is it a nod to the distress call for help in the throes of a pandemic? What do you hear in Trapper Shep's music? It's 800-642-1234. Trapper Shep, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. We're so happy to have you. You know, musicians have had a really tough row in these times. How are you holding up?
Well, this morning I'm pretty good. I was at the Milwaukee Bucks home opener last night.
No way!
they took down Brooklyn, and I walked into the game a little bit late. Everyone was there for the ring ceremony. I walk right in, and Giannis is getting the ring. And, you know, it's like Beyonce saying, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. And Milwaukee put a ring on Giannis. So I guess he's here to stay. And it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, it must have made you feel so much pride for Milwaukee and such love for the city you live in.
Yeah, indeed. And last night I was actually remembering that I taught guitar to Michael Carter Williams, an old Bucks player. And what's funny is I would go over to his house and teach him guitar, and we'd all be standing around like the kitchen table with Bucks players, like Giannis would be hanging out there. And one morning I just started strumming Stand By Me, the one the Beatles, of course, made famous, John Lennon. And like four or five of these Bucks guys, like, you know, 7-foot-tall guys hunkered around a kitchen table with donuts, are all like singing, darling, darling, stand by me. And yeah, it was like the funniest thing, because you saw all these big basketball players get super sensitive. And then after the song ended, we were all like, okay, cool. And the guitar lesson starts now. But I have so much pride for the Milwaukee Bucks and the city of Milwaukee. It's just such a big thrill to be a Milwaukeean right now.
I think, Mr. Singer-Songwriter, there is a song in that moment. The Bucks are clamoring for their song from you.
Yeah, I know. Sheryl Crow's working on it, I guess. Because she's a big Bucks fan.
Well, you know, we've watched musicians just bring it on with new material in the pandemic. And I'm thinking of singer-songwriter Taylor Swift as a for instance, who just drops two albums in a matter of weeks, like giving us all whiplash. And I'm wondering, did you feel that burst of creative inspiration in lockdown and in these times?
Well, I wouldn't call it a burst of creative inspiration. It was more of sort of a reason to keep going. And that's what so many people found through, you know, books, movies, music during the pandemic, was just how important they are to the fabric of our lives. And my European tour got canceled, and, you know, I was left with, you know, all these half finished songs, like the one you played at the top, Paris Syndrome. And just finally found the time to get around to it. You know, a lot of people are cleaning out their houses during the pandemic, making sourdough, you know, loaves of bread. I was kind of fine tuning my piano playing and finishing all these songs I'd started, as well as, you know, writing a bunch of new songs as well. So
it sounds like a musician's form of housekeeping.
Yeah, and speaking of housekeeping, it was really funny. During the pandemic, I hadn't played music for anyone for months, and my dishwasher broke, and the dishwasher repair guy came from Best Buy to install a new dishwasher. I'm sitting there alone with him in my house, and I'm kind of like, you know, I'm a musician, yada yada yada. And then I was like, yeah, do you want to hear this new song I'm working on, actually? You know, it's just kind of like desperate to have that exchange of energy, human to human, because we did all these live streamed concerts, and it's definitely inspiring to connect with people all over the world. But I mean, you can never replace that feeling of being with someone in the a room together, you know. And that guy for me was the man putting in my new Bosch dishwasher at 9:30 in the morning.
Live audience of one. Oh my goodness. We're talking with Trapper Shep, who is a singer-songwriter based in Milwaukee. Are you a musician? What have you been through in the pandemic? And what are you working on? 800-642-1234. Well, let's dive into May Day. And, you know, this being both a celebration of more hopeful times and also a reflection of a darker past. I really like that push-pull that you have going on, that, you know, the halfway point between the spring equinox and the summer solstice, and then your birthday on top of it is all. You know, let's hear that title track.
So I packed my bags, got on with the show. It's 8 at the gate to Glasgow. Let's carry on a call. Zero, the wind chill blows. You're a bad drug, yeah, it's time to kick it. Honey, I've been thinking.
What is special to you about May Day, about this track?
Well, I wrote that song in a bit of a transitional period in my life when I was moving out of a house, or rather being escorted out of a house, and getting on a month and a half long tour throughout Europe. And it was just freezing cold, and I was trying to figure out where to put my baby grand piano, and kind of upending my life once again, which happens to so many of us singer-songwriters. We're citizens of the world, right? And so we're constantly moving around and carrying around all sorts of baggage, physically or emotionally. And I think that song was, you know, a way to kind of clear out some of that baggage, or as I sing in the song, bad drug, time to kick it, honey, I've been evicted. And so I think this pandemic has allowed a lot of the demons to creep in for a lot of people, no doubt. But I think it's also allowed some space to recalibrate for a lot of us that has been really necessary.
I'm thinking about you performing it at the Watchtower at the Mequon Nature Preserve, and watching this, it's so cold, it's so windy. I can see that wind whipping across your microphone. Yeah. So what prompted you to have this location set for the song?
Well, you know, it's funny. We recorded that the day before May Day, actually, and me and all my buddies from college, my lifelong friends, we had all kind of gotten our vaccines a month or two before. So, it felt like we were in the clear. So I met up with a bunch of buddies that were coming into town for my birthday who worked in film. And I thought, well, it'd be great to do something for May Day, to whip something up. And we all met at the Watchtower, where I had went hiking a few weeks before when I was house sitting in Mequon for a friend. And we all met there. And, you know, it's funny, is it was such a nice sunny day, but you know, in Wisconsin, the weather can just, you know, one second it's 70, the next second it's snowing. And but yeah, it was so weird, like literally shaking up there on that watchtower, freezing cold. And I was like having muscle spasms and the whole thing. It was like totally a labor of love.
Oh, the vistas are gorgeous though.
Yeah. It was really fun. And my, you know, one of the fellows filming, Garrett, he was wearing a t-shirt and, but anyway, it was a bit of a reunion for a bunch of my friends that weekend for my birthday. And so, yeah, there's that video of us playing the song atop the watchtower. And so I guess that was sort of a special moment, albeit very cold moment.
Trapper Shop newest album, Mayday. This is Something About You, and we'll be back in just a minute here on the Ideas Network.
Tell me where you've been, what's been on your mind. Tell me where you're going, what you're leaving behind. I've seen days and I couldn't find a way. And I've seen trouble I thought would go away.
We're in conversation with Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter Trapper Shep is on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is one of Shep's most popular songs, Tracks, from his 2012 album called Run, Engine, Run. I spy scenes from a wintry village of Ellsworth in the music video.
There's a girl, someday I'll meet. She's jewels on her hands, dirt on her feet. She promised a prayer for me if I ever make it back to Milwaukee. So, Sam, won't you please take me?
Are you a songwriter? How and where do you find inspiration? 800-642-1234. Trapper Shep with us for the hour. I must say, Trapper, I was just loving this music video and all these little scenes like Pop's Malt Shop and just that sign. I immediately Googled it to see if it was still open. What was it like for you to build a video around these scenes from the town you grew up in?
Well, the town I grew up in, Ellsworth, for those of you who don't know, is the cheese curd capital of the world. So I know there are other small towns in Wisconsin that may take a similar claim, but I'm here to say on WPR this morning, we have the freshest, we have the squeakiest, and we have the saltiest cheese curds. So just getting that out of the way. But yeah, it was a dose of nostalgia for sure. Going back to my hometown, we had kind of just started touring all over the world that year. And then to kind of return back to Ellsworth to record a film, a music video is definitely special. And if you Google that, there's a terrifically large German Shepherd dog named Jaeger riding in a 1964 Mercedes-Benz that my brother and I inherited.
Like a maroon color, too.
Yeah. From our grandfather. We were out on his farm in South Dakota, and I was wandering through one of his old tool sheds filled with rusted farm equipment, and I saw this ruby red glowing car, and I said, "Grandpa, whose car is that?" He said, "I guess it's yours. Merry Christmas." You know, and he was struggling with cancer at the time, and that ended up being the last big gift he ever gave us. And he was a salt of the earth farmer, very spontaneous, funny guy. And we later wrote a song, Run, Engine, Run, about it. And just a cool vintage symbol to kind of keep us going.
I like the part of pushing it out of the ditch in the snow. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Very classic, right? Well, I want to title this chapter, and then this happened. You know, for the song On Wisconsin, remind us how the story goes that you ultimately collaborated with Bob Dylan, the Bob Dylan, and this lyric sheet with Bob Dylan's scribbles from 1961.
Well, so Bob Dylan, his last stop before New York City, don't know if you know this, is Madison, Wisconsin, and it's 1960, and he's kind of crisscrossing the Midwest, and he lands in Madison, Wisconsin. He's hanging out with some folkies around the UW-Madison campus, and he sees Pete Seeger live in concert. You know, it's not like these days where you see someone on the internet and everyone's real, you know, really visible and accessible. He saw Pete Seeger in the flesh. Mm. And, you know, this giant figure of folk music is said to have, you know, given him the gusto to, you know, want to go meet his hero, Woody Guthrie, out in New York. And it just so happens he meets these guys on the UW-Madison campus, and they're looking for someone to help drive out to New York City. And, you know, while Bob Dylan wouldn't be my first choice to drive a motorized vehicle cross country in the middle of the night, he signed up for the ride. So it's these three Midwestern guys driving for the big city. Straight shot, and they land, and Bob Dylan goes to the Greenwich Village folk scene. We kind of know the story there. He gets integrated in that scene, and he meets Woody Guthrie, and he gets a record deal with Columbia. And the morning he went into the studio to record his first album, and you can see this date on the lyric sheet for the song he started about Wisconsin. He wrote this song about Wisconsin. It's written from the perspective of like a drifter type, kind of, you know, a bit lost and trying to make his way back home to Wisconsin. He's dreaming of these, you know, comforts, the milk, the cheese, the cream. And fast forward 57 years and, I see this article on Facebook, and it's long lost Bob Dylan lyrics up for auction, $30,000. And I thought, you know, I don't have that kind of money, but I could probably finish the song. I'm from the cheese curd capital of the world. Big, you know, I'm a folk music junkie, love Bob Dylan. So I sat down at the piano, made a French press, a coffee, and I finished it, and I booked studio that weekend here in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. It's so funny, Kate. The Nobel Prize winner, Bob Dylan, he wrote out Wauwatosa as Wow Wow Toaster, which is so funny.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Yep.
Yeah, and so our music video for the song, we actually have Michael Feldman of WPR fame holding a sign that says Wawa Toaster, and he's holding a toaster. But anyway, so I finished the song, put it out there in the World Wide Web, and Rolling Stone took notice, Billboard took notice, and then Bob Dylan's lawyers took notice. In a good way, though. I was scooping the couscous at Whole Foods, and I got this email from my manager, and it was like a forwarded email, and it was like, you know, Bob Dylan has approved the joint publishing of On Wisconsin with Trapper Shep. And, you know, I was like, drop the couscous scooper. I walked around the store and I spent $300, you know, which isn't that hard at Whole Foods. You know, it was just the thrill of a lifetime for me, being a singer-songwriter, to get to publish a song, co-write a song with, you know, arguably the world's greatest songwriter. I mean, Bob Dylan's sort of the mountain we're all climbing. And he doesn't have a ton of co-writes. You might have heard the song Wagon Wheel, and that is another a co-write of Bob Dylan's, a song that he started and then Old Crow Medicine Show finished. But yeah, it's a whole spirit of folk music, finishing what one generation has started.
Well, let's hear it. We'll be back after a news update on the Ideas Network.
My home's in Wisconsin. It's a better place, I think. I have been in California and I've been all around. But my home's in Wisconsin and I'm gonna own this town on Wisconsin.
Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter Trapper Shep says making records is where he can create order in his life, a place to piece everything together. We're looking at bits and pieces of his past decade of putting out albums here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the song 20-odd Years from his 2012 breakout album, Run Engine Run.
The chaplain's just left. As my officer arrives, I hold my breath. I ain't got no one to blame.
What do you appreciate about character-driven songs? Do you hear classic storytelling in the works of Shep? 800-642-1234. Trapper Shep, who grew up in Ellsworth, a shout out to the cheese curd capital. He's with us for the hour. Trapper, I want to look at the album Primetime Illusion, your third studio album. And you said that this came after a really turbulent time in your life. And what can you tell us about this album and what the feelings that were coming up?
Well, Primetime Illusion, I think, you know, came out of this time where I was, you know, life had kind of gotten to a standstill. I toured the world. I had, you know, shared the stage with many of my heroes. And I kind of thought, well, what's next exactly? And I feel like that's, you know, most people in any line of work, not the arts specifically, is we're kind of always running. And then when we finally catch our breath, we say, well, what now? And I'd split with a long-term partner and I'd re-herniated a disc in my back. And I'd kind of gotten into it with one of my landlords because I'd lived in this house for like 10 years. I got a new landlord. He doubled the rent, yada, yada. And it was kind of like the perfect storm of stuff. And then on top of all that, we got a new president, you might have heard, and 2017. So I was kind of in this, strange headspace. So Primetime Illusion came out of that. But, I'm really proud of the album. And we had the multi-instrumentalist studio wizard, Patrick Sansone of the band Wilco, produced the album here in Wauwatosa, and On Wisconsin is on that album too. So for me, it was really cool because we had a member of Wilco, Patrick Sansone, producing, and the song that ends the album, On Wisconsin, being the Bob Dylan collaboration. And big names, of course, but to me, it really is all about the art and the music and the craft. If you're lucky enough to have some of those cool people along for the ride, more power to you, right? So that was kind of that album, and it's really, really good to make that album, especially I just made a pretty absurd concept album before that called the Bay Beach Amusement Park, which was a concept album about the Bay Beach Amusement Park. So it was really funny. My old manager called me when the Primetime Illusion album came out, and he's like, "It's nice to hear you sing about, you know, things that aren't roller coasters again." But yeah, it all served its purpose.
Oh, I want to take note, though, of the song What You Do to Her. It is from Primetime Illusion, and it explores and talks very bluntly about sexual assault.
What you do to her, we all see. What you do to her, you should never be free. You said she had it coming, had that look in her eye. And by the way she dressed, you could put your hand up her thigh. You did it once, twice, and three. When you do it to her, you do it to everybody. What you do to her, we all see.
How important is this song to you and what it speaks to?
Well, I think not just, you know, men, women, we all have a moral obligation to call out that sort of behavior that we see in society, whether it's, you know, the guy living down the street or the man in the Oval Office. It's everywhere. And I think part of the reason it is everywhere is because no one wants to talk about it. And, you know, I understand that as a man singing that song, that can feel triggering to some. And I know the topic is again not an easy one, but I felt at the time when I wrote it that you know, something needed to be said about it. And from a personal standpoint, someone close to me had, you know, been assaulted, and I saw the ripple effects that it had amongst, you know, friends, family, and the community. And it was one of those situations where, you know, in life, you don't understand the larger social impact of something until it comes to your doorstep. Right. So yeah, that song is really important to me. And I will say it's not an easy song to sing and revisit, but I'm glad that you played it.
Also of note there, it is the animated video that you chose to do and the visuals from a Milwaukee-based animator. That too is really interesting. And I'm just wondering, how do you know when a music video works, when it sets the tone and hits its mark? How do you know?
You don't know, you know, and that's art, right? I mean, it's always just a game of chance. And yeah, I don't know. And I don't really look at art as if like it works or it doesn't work necessarily. It's all just some form of expression and experimentation that, you know, as Bob Dylan says, comes out of that wellspring of creativity. So I think, yeah, it's never as easy as, you know, it works or it doesn't, you know.
We're talking with Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter Trapper Shep with us for the hour. You can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Trapper, what do you do when you get writer's block?
Go paddleboarding. That's what I've been doing these days out on Lake Michigan. And it just completely resets my mind, puts me into a bigger space than, you know, the four walls I write in. I immerse myself in nature. And, you know, actually yesterday I saw a bald eagle and a couple foot long salmon. I know bald eagles are pretty rare, especially in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, typically And you'll find this with a lot of writers. It's like when you're doing the dishes or driving a car, it's like the great ideas come in all the times that they shouldn't, you know, and you kind of can either continually press pause on your life and, you know, chase that, or you can keep doing your dishes, you know. So I've heard Neil Young, you know, if he gets an idea, he kind of like locks himself away and chases that. But I will say, you know, it's like you just got to leave the door open, leave the window open. And if you have that in your life, that sort of songwriter's itch, it will sort of like, you know, the ideas will kind of blow in, will come in, will come to you. I mean, it's just at my friend's house the other night, and I saw this picture on his wall. I said, well, that's a really nice picture. What is that from? And they said, you know, it's funny. The picture actually came with the frame, and we liked it so much that we just hung it with that. So, you know, that would be a really funny song lyric, so like kind of a John Prine. Yeah. Sort of thing. So yeah, I feel like you just gotta kind of keep that doorway in your mind open, and, you know, a song lyric will walk through.
Yeah, you know, when you're talking about wide open spaces and the seasons and Mother Nature, it's really interesting you say that, because I can kind of hear that space in your music. And I know personally, I really gravitate to the Jayhawks and Fleetwood Mac when I'm going through life transitions or feeling really moody. And, you know, that is something that was, I could hear in your music, of these wide open spaces in rural America. And, you know, exit signs for towns I've never heard of. You know, what is that like to make music in Wisconsin and have your home state inform your music?
Well, I think wherever you are, it's going to seep into your music somehow. I think, you know, you mentioned, you know, exit signs. We were coming home from a long tour, gosh, in like 2012, and the semi truck jackknifed off the road in front of us. We were trying to do like a straight shot drive from Los Angeles to Wisconsin, and a semi truck jackknifes off the road, real icy Great Plains sort of a situation. So we take the first exit, and it's this little town in Nebraska called Ogallala, and ended up being holed up at a Super 8 hotel for 3 days. They shut down the interstate. 3 days felt like 3 months, you know. But I think there really is an element to my music that is inspired by where I'm at physically. And I think that's so much of the folk music that I love, like Woody Guthrie, you know, New York town. Standing around New York town one day, you know, it's like, where you at? And I think it's classic for a reason, you know. But yeah, in my new album too, Paris Syndrome, there's that song, and
which you started writing in Paris. Paris not living up to expectations.
Yeah,
in actual syndrome.
It was really funny. It's like on a European tour, and we were pulling into Paris, and the folks in the van said, Trapper, have you been to Paris before? And I was like, no, I haven't. And they're like, look out for Paris Syndrome. And I was like, what is this? It sounds like, you know, some sort of, you know, very serious condition. I was like, oh no. And they're like, no, it's like actually a psychiatric condition that happens to some tourists that, you know, come to Paris thinking it's going to be painters in the street and wine glasses clinking and everything. And their expectations fall flat, you know. They actually go into this psychiatric condition and this, you know, delusion and distress, and actually some people are hospitalized, if you can believe that. And there's actually a Paris Syndrome hotline that was set up, and I'm not kidding. And I thought, well, what a terrific sort of song lyric, Paris Syndrome, you're giving me Paris Syndrome. This is not what I expected. Disconnected and I am lost. And I wanted to write from that very familiar sort of a feeling of, you know, being somewhere, again, physically or emotionally, where you feel like you're sort of completely disillusioned and disconnected from the world, but very much so still immersed in it, trudging along.
Talking with Trapper Shep. We'll hear more of Paris Syndrome. Be back in a minute here on the Ideas Network.
There's fact, fiction, and fantasy. You and me, I wanted to believe this. Maps, memories upon a wall, but I see it's him that's trying to call you. You're giving me Paris Syndrome. This is not what I expected. You're giving me Paris Syndrome.
This is A Little Drop of Medicine from Trapper Shep's new album, Mayday. We're in conversation with the Milwaukee singer-songwriter on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. In the music video, he walks gingerly through a fiberglass mold yard in Sparta.
No thorns, no thistles, dust to dust, the ground grows plenty, trees rise up.
Trapper Shep with us for about five more minutes. Trapper, I want to, you know, this song, my goodness, but this fiberglass mold yard, how did you find it in Sparta, Wisconsin?
Well, I have to give it up to the video director, Carol Brandt, very talented director here in Milwaukee. And the song is sort of a reimagined Garden of Eden. And we thought, you know, there are all these basically molds of sculptures. And we thought, you know, a play on this idea of creation and the beginning of time through these giant sculptures would be kind of haunting and fit the minor key tone of the song.
How was it like for you to navigate that and to see these different little hidden gems of Wisconsin and bring that into your music?
Well, I say, like, keep Wisconsin weird. You know, they say keep Boston weird. There's
right.
So much folk art throughout Wisconsin, like right down the road. For me, Mary Knowles' sculpture garden in her front yard, but you know, in Baraboo there's a Forevertron, you know, this kind of like outsider art, which could, you know, happens all over the world, but it does feel uniquely Wisconsin, you know, these kind of spaces.
Yeah. I want to land on the song Solo Quarantine from Mayday. And, you know, really seems to speak to the loneliness so many people have felt during the pandemic.
Been staying up late, thinking too much. Left a job I hate. Hope it's cool I got in touch. Sometimes I feel like the walls are closing in. Sometimes I feel free from the life that I lived. She's taking a call from a solo quarantine. It's someone she met back at Ohio University.
I feel like if the Great Resignation had an anthem, this would be it.
Oh, lovely. You know, it's funny, Kate, this is a total full circle moment, because remember in March of last year, or I guess maybe April during the lockdown, I was listening to WPR and there was a story about all of these old like ex-lovers. This is like a phenomenon of like ex-lovers getting in touch with each other during lockdown and sort of this like, you know, it was kind of funny actually, the story, because they talked to these people that had kind of gotten calls from exes and whatnot. But yeah, the song Solo Quarantine was inspired by this story in my head of, you know, these two that met in Ohio, going to college at Ohio State. And they had, you know, long broken up, but the fella is calling her up in the middle of the night. And as I sing in the song, he's doing most of the talking, which is a familiar sort of thing with a lot of guys, of course. But yeah, that is sort of the little spark that created the solo quarantine fire, I guess.
And just a bit of context on the outside world here. You're recording May Day in Wauwatosa, and you are describing these armed Humvees outside the studio and people protesting Black Lives Matter, the murder of George Floyd. How did those elements kind of change the atmosphere, and what was happening with the album?
Well, yeah, how could that kind of intensity not, you know, I mean, recording when, you know, all the windows are boarded up around Wauwatosa and the whole city just, you know, feels like it's on fire, and you feel the shaking, you know, in the studio with the helicopters and the Humvees going by. I think it's just a kind of intensity that definitely finds its way into the music, into the lyrics, and into the, you know, the recordings. I mean, how could they not? It was a very tumultuous time. So much loss and so many people out there fighting for what's right. I myself included. So yeah, it was surreal to say the least.
We only have a few seconds left, but I'm wondering if you could leave us with like a pre-pandemic story. There's this time you were playing, I think it was Summerfest, when you go out in the crowd, but you couldn't get back on stage because you didn't have like a pass or something. Can you leave us with a laugh?
Yeah. You know, it's like that Paul Simon song, Wristband. yeah, I was playing Summerfest. I went out into the crowd, sing this song Freight Train, you know, and I'm like, Freight Train, Freight Train, trying to get everybody singing. I try to go backstage and the security guard looks at me, just shakes his head, nope. You know, I'm like, man, I was just the guy, I was the guy with the microphone. He's like, nope.
Oh, yeah. Trapper, thank you for joining us. This has been so much fun.
It was really fun, Kate. Cheers.
Cheers. Trapper Shep, singer-songwriter in Milwaukee. Latest album, Mayday, came out this year. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.